You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, got into this subject a little over a week ago on the biblical health laws and how God does not want us to be sick. He does not want us to suffer. He does not want us, in the New Bible, in the New Testament, it talks about all the people that were suffering at the hands of the physicians in Jesus' time. Gives examples of those that Jesus and the apostles healed. And, doesn't have anything good to say about the doctors of Jesus' time. In fact, they're condemned. And people say, oh, this is medical advice. You shouldn't be getting into this topic. You're not licensed. Well, if I was licensed by the state and had a license to protect, I couldn't tell you this truth because they would take my license away. But I'm licensed by God. He's the one that licenses me. On my one of my business cards, it talks of my ministry card. People want to say, what letters do you have behind your name? Let me tell you what my letters are. CBMP, called by the master physician. You say, oh, that's a pretty bold statement to make. Well, let me show you what the Bible says about this in Ezekiel 34, verse 2. It says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In other words, the preachers. Prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God of the shepherds, Woe to the shepherds of Israel who feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick. Let me repeat that. Nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost, but with force and cruelty you have ruled them. A job of the priest was to heal the people. I don't need permission from the government to tell people from the pages of the Bible how they can be healed. That is the job of the shepherds. And so I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm telling you, go to a biblical shepherd who is commanded by God to show you the way to restoration and healing, not the licensed people, the licensed men and women of the government whose job it is to protect big pharma. I'll give you another quick example. James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is any among you sick? Hello, are you sick? Do you got a problem out there? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. See, if he's committed sins, he'll be forgiven. Pray for the sick. Anoint them. God commands the shepherds to take care of the sick, to cure the sick. So is this a biblical subject? Absolutely. And your preacher can't tell you this because he's licensed by the government and the church is in bed with them. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.